president of a dog food company in Texas, decided that he was going to eat his own dog food for 1 month and nothing else, just the dog food.
I mean, when you're really hurting to get that word out there, right? You want to let people know that this is high quality stuff. You got to put yourself down in the dirt with them, eating the trenches.
It's Anna and Raven. Here he is explaining why he's doing it.
So what prompted me to want to eat dog food for 30 days? We wanted to prove that we believe in what we do. We're not going to feed your dog something unless we've eaten it first.
But I'm okay with you not eating the dog food that I give my dog.
You don't want to see it.
No, like if you tell me it's going to be really good and you've done the science, the research, you know, the research to say that this is all right
you
for
you. You
want
to believe them?
I think I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't think you need to eat it for 30 days and nothing else.
We recently switched the dog's wet food, and the new stuff smells like a little bit like peanut butter. And every time I scoop it out for him, I'm like, oh, that smells pretty good. But
seems
I never
delicious.
Stick the tongue to my mouth. Mm. Never stick it to my lips.
Right, because I think on average people don't usually eat the dog food. Unless you're my 1.5-year-old daughter, 14-month, I should say, or daughter Dakota.
Can't get enough of it?
She loves dog food. The minute I turn around, she's so fast now that she can walk.
Yeah.
Turn around for 1 second, she's in the dog food.
The dish
and
is at the dish is at that level, though.
Well, you know what I mean?
It feels like a buffet for her.
Yeah, it's on the
floor.
It's
like the nuts at the bar. Yeah. You know that you shouldn't stick your hand in there. Everybody's had their hand in there, but they're salty and they're delicious.
It's absolutely
disgusting.
And you're
drinking tequila at 2 p.m. What's the difference?
Like, why do you have to eat the dog food, Dakota? All right, here he is talking about how it went.
As I went through that first week, you know, the first 4 days was really tough. I didn't feel good. One of the things I did that was key was I did do some intermittent fasting.
Intermittent fasting? You mean you just stopped eating?
Right, because it was disgusting.
Because it was gross.
Right.
He lost 30 pounds.
Wow.
In 1 month.
And let me guess, he changed the dog food.
No, he said that it was, he feels better than ever. He's never in his life felt better. I go, You basically starved yourself and ate only what you needed to survive.
Right.
And now you feel better than ever because of the dog food?
Intermittent fasting that lasted 5 days at a time.
It doesn't make any sense to me. Here's what I've decided, though.
What's up?
Now that I have my air fryer, you know I'm obsessed with my air fryer?
Of course, everything.
I think that I could probably make some delicious food in my air fryer that includes dog food. Yep. I have brought in my air fryer.
Oh, great.
And I've brought in some dog food.
Oh, great.
And we're going to make 3 different dishes to try to see if we like air fryer dog food. And I bet you it'll be delicious. And we're going to be skinny at the end of the month like this guy.
I already can't breathe. I'm not saying I'm eating anything.
There's so many good options. I'm going to tell you what the options are. We're going to start cooking. It's coming up next with Anna and Raven. All right. I got my air fryer. All right. So this guy decided that he was only going to eat dog food for 30 days. He lost 30 pounds. He owns a dog food company. It was a publicity stunt. I don't endorse it.
Did he go into it obese? All right.
No, he was pretty thin to begin with.
Okay.
Honest.
So, I mean.
Right. But I'm obsessed with my air fryer. So I was thinking about it. I go, if I could probably make something with my air fryer.
Yeah.
With dog food and it would be delicious.
No.
I brought, okay, no. Here are your options. Here are your options on what I'm going to make in my air fryer.
My options.
Yeah. I'm going to make, okay, do you want dog food chicken nuggets? Do you want dog food quesadillas or do you want dog food chocolate chip cookies?
I mean, who feeds their dog this?
No, this is for us. These are human dog food treats.
But who feeds their dog those things, those items? It sounds like your dog just went to TGI Fridays on a Friday night.
No, these are the things I'm going to make in my air fryer for us so we could also eat dog food. That guy lost 30 pounds. This is our new diet.
So those are all dog food, though.
This is dog food.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make it with the dog food in the air fryer. Now, do you want dog food quesadillas, chocolate chip cookies, or chicken nuggets?
Food. All of it.
But I'm going to mask it with the deliciousness of all those other things. You have to pick one. Because I don't think we have time to make all of them. After the show, I'll make all of them. But
chocolate
right now,
chip cookies. Okay. And your dog can't have chocolate. So is it chocolate? Is it actual chocolate?
It's not for the dog, Raven. It's for us to eat.
I'm so confused.
We are going to
but
eat.
But it's dog food.
Dog food chocolate chip cookies for us. All right. Hold on.
Stick it.
Do I set it on 400 or 370?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Set it on human.
Okay.
Set it on the thing when it changes to human food.
All right,
that's what you should do.
I'm baking the dog food chocolate chip cookies right now.
Great.
All right, we'll see how they come out next.
Yeah, fantastic.
This studio smells pretty good right now, right?
It does smell good.
Yeah. All right, so it's Anna and Raven. If you missed it, a few minutes ago, we were talking about this guy who lost 30 pounds by eating nothing but dog food for a month.
Yeah, it's not a new diet. He actually owns the dog food company.
Right, and he wanted to prove it, right, that it was good for you, whatever. But all I heard was I lost 30 pounds in a month. And ever since, you know, I had the baby, I've been trying to get rid of this weight, and I've tried a bunch of different diets. I failed pretty much everything.
Right.
But I was like, wait a minute. I could probably eat dog food for a month if I had to.
You've been obsessed with your air fryer lately, so you believe that you can make it delicious. Now, I apologize. When you told me this idea, I thought that you meant that you were going to make dog food. All of it was just dog food, and all you were doing was air frying it.
Oh, my God, I'm burning them, burning them. This air fryer is so powerful. Hold on.
Yeah, but it turns out it's actually all human food, and you're just taking a piece of dog food and wrapping it in the middle of this.
I'm going to make it delicious. I'm going to make dog food cuisine delicious.
I can't burn this. This is not what this guy did. He did not mask dog food with regular human food.
No, this is just my idea to lose weight. This is going to be my million-dollar weight loss idea.
I'm not sure if it works that way like a magic pill, but okay.
I brought my air fryer in here, which I'm obsessed with, and I've given Raven the option that I can make air fryer quesadillas dog food. I can make chicken nugget dog food.
Right.
Or I can make chocolate chip cookie dog food.
Right.
And he has opted for the chocolate chip cookies. This is all on
Instagram.
The
dog food, by the way, is flavored beef.
Flavored beef. So this is flavored beef chocolate chip dog food. All right, hold on. Let me scoop it up. And this thing cooks so fast.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Are you excited to put it in your mouth? Are you excited to eat?
Look at this. Smell this. Smell this delicious chocolate chip dog food cookie. And tell me you don't want that. Tell me you don't want that. We're going to be so skinny. Okay, ready? Hold on. Let me get this one. Okay, here we go. Note that the chocolate chip, it didn't really disintegrate the pebbles of the dog food.
Right.
But we have to eat it anyway.
No.
Do you want to be healthy and be thin or not? Okay. Air fryer, you're good to me. I love you. Okay.
You're going first. I'm not. No way I'm going first. This feels so wrong.
Oh, my God. It's so hot.
No, but did you actually get the piece of dog food in there?
Yeah. It's delicious.
You're lying.
It's absolutely delicious.
Why are you looking away when you say it?
And my mouth is on fire. I think I just burned my tongue. It's really hot. Be careful. You don't burn your tongue. We're going to have a hard show if our tongues are burnt.
Oh, no. I can see the piece in there. I can see it.
Just eat it. Just eat it.
I can't do it.
Do you want to be thin or not? Come on. That guy could eat it for 30 days.
Nibble a side of it.
Eat your dog food, chocolate chip cookie.
It's hot.
I told you it's hot. These air fryers don't mess around. All right. Here's my review of dog food chocolate chip cookies. Delicious. I don't know if it's actually going to make you thin or healthy, but I'm going to do the science and I'll find out. And according to that guy, he lost 30 pounds.
So. After the purge in the bathroom that's forthcoming, I think that maybe it'll just work then.
Do you want dog food quesadillas next?
No, I'm good.
Are you sure?
I'm totally good.
They'll be ready like 4 minutes in this thing.
I'm all set.